Go to the rural update now with Eric Frickberg, who is also in the Wellington studio. Kia ora, Eric.
Kia ora.
Now, a court case connected with the outbreak of bovine TB in Hawke's Bay yesterday.
That's right, Susie. This is an important issue because the Hawke's Bay outbreak has half of all the infected herds in New Zealand. Now, Osprey wants access to a 14,000 hectare block of land in inland Hawke's Bay to kill possums that spread bovine TB. Now, the usual method of fighting this disease is to have buffer zones on farms that lie alongside bush, but that hasn't worked in this case because of deep tree-lined ravines stretching a long way into that farmland. Now, Osprey has been negotiating quietly to be allowed access to this land to drop 1080. But Nigel Baker, who's one of the owners of the land, which is called the Tatarakina Sea Block, went to the Māori Land Court in Hastings yesterday to try to block this. Now, that led to a furious debate about the merits of 1080 poisoning. Nigel Baker wanted to stop the trustees of the land from allowing 1080. He said 1080 was killing wildlife and was also polluting waterways. The defence argued he was denying science. Now, the judge reserved his decision, and Susie, there's been no comment from Osprey on this matter, but they may say something as and when the judge makes that decision public.
Now, we will keep an eye on that one. Another one to look at, a wool export company moving into the carpet business.
That's right. Wools of New Zealand, which is owned by Strong Wool Farmers here, is planning to have branded carpets sold in retail stores in New Zealand next year. Its chair, James Parsons, says with consumers becoming more conscious about the products they buy, it sees an opportunity to encourage the purchase of woolen carpets, which use renewable materials, over synthetic carpets, which don't. He says the strategy should also help farmers' incomes.
Our business model to date has been more focused on two things, more transacting commodity wool through a sort of a tender and online auction system. And then a third of our wool has been going through more branded wool through to spinners and manufacturers, but it's still more wool as an ingredient, I guess, rather than a finished product. So as an organisation, we've had a really good look at our strategy, and one of the things we've adopted in terms of an approach to take our shareholders wool further along the supply chain and extract more value is getting closer to the consumer. And so by shortening the supply chain and taking wool through to a finished product, and certainly carpet is a quite large category in terms of crossbred wool, we've identified that as the first step in terms of doing that and focusing firstly on the domestic market here in New Zealand.
Now, James Parsons says the new venture has the backing of the shareholders.
Yeah, really energised, actually. Really pleased to see something new being done. You know, I think the old way we've been doing things in the past hasn't worked, and so this is an opportunity to do something different, and consequently, yeah, growers are very supportive.
That's Wools of New Zealand Chair James Parsons.
Now, government policy still troubling farmers.
It is indeed. The Rural Support Trust's National Chair, Neil Baitup, says this is one of the main concerns he's hearing around the country. Now, falling farmer confidence was much talked about last year ahead of the government's rollout of new freshwater regulations. Now, these came into force in September. Federated Farmers still says they're well off the mark and are a cause of continuing worry. Another area of policy that farmers are paying close attention to is He Waka Eka Noa. That's the Primary Sector Climate Action Partnership, and that's looking at ways to measure and price emissions at the farm level. Neil Baitup says all this is a lot to take in.
Trust services are busy at the moment, have been right through right through from last year, from the drought and through the winter, and still busy. And I think there's still a lot of uncertainty out there around freshwater and other things that are out here. So, yeah, it's the uncertainty of what's ahead that's probably the biggest worry. Until some of the figures are established or benchmarks and some of the tools put in place, it makes it quite difficult.
It's the Rural Support Trust's National Chair, Neil Baitup, and that's Rurals for now.